Well, we don't have to maybe decide that
tonight.
But
well, it's just going to like include a budget, like for price. Are we going to do like first, second, and third, or just like first?
I think it would be good to have for first, second, and third, or at least first and second.
First, second, and third, one for each level, maybe just like first prize in whichever grade level, or.
Well, then, how would we determine?
Open it up to everybody.
Yeah, I think open up to everybody and just have a first, second, third.
First, second, and third.
Right.
And you could, if you wanted to make it all Six Flags, you could have a year pass and then
a one day
pass. For second.
Well, they do have 2 day passes.
One day pass. Could, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a 1 day pass.
Yes, yes. I would think you might want to talk to the art department at the high school about it. They might have some ideas. I don't know anything about the art department, but.
I'll just call.
Have we gone as far as we can go on that? There's nothing for us to. More for us to vote on, I think. We're just defining it.
I'll try to bring something in similar to what she has. I'm
okay.
Just happy I'm person.
All right.
I'll try to change the words, though.
Why is it good for the... Right. Okay, the words on the website. Last time we made a motion and passed it to add disability, sexual orientation, and sexual identity to the website. Has that been done? I haven't looked at the website.
It includes so many things. Did you have that paper? Did I see you with that paper?
What, for the website?
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw you.
I had it last time.
From last time? I don't know if I had it.
Not that I saw you with the paper.
Did we change it yet? Has it gotten changed yet?
We have to see where we're going to change it to. Do we agree where we're going to change it to?
Yeah, those three, that was what we decided, that we were going to add disability, sexual orientation, and sexual identity to the description on the website.
This is the one you're talking about here?
Yes.
You want to change
that second paragraph where it gives all those different categories.
Mm-hmm.
But those three were not included in it. And that was one of the things she was...
I thought there was someplace on the website that included this already, and we were just going to change
did,
it.
That's what it was. Where was it? She's right. I remember that now.
Isn't that part on the website? That includes...
It says, to help preserve and further the good name of the... Okay, I can't...
Yeah, right.
Promote even better relations amongst its people to help make it, if possible, for each citizen, regardless of race, religion, creed, color, ancestry, national origin, sex, marital status, familial status, income, or education level to develop their talents and abilities without limitation and to aid in permitting a community to benefit from the fullest realization of its human resources.
I know what paper you're talking about. That's the one that had it on there.
What could it have been?
I don't know. Sure, but that was the page we talked about, and that was what...
That's where we were going to add it.
Add it, yeah.
But we had...
Add the piece about the...
disability.
We had
that
had all that in it.
Disability, sexual orientation, sexual identity.
Those three categories were not...
I don't know. It seems like that includes everything. That statement. I just read it.
Charlene, that's what one of the things she specifically came to talk about.
Disability, sexual orientation, gender,
it wasn't listed there.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Just throw in the kitchen.
Right.
you know, it's legitimate.
Because it says regardless of sex, marital status, and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. It's just worded differently. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like
that
includes it.
Well, sex generally means gender. When you just say sex like so that means male or female.
Yeah,
there's nothing in there that talks about gay, lesbian,
or sexual identity.
Or sexual identity.
And
or maybe disability.
Or maybe we want to look at this page, and we all look at this page, because I'm seeing errors in the, some of the wording.
Well,
too.
We could do that later, but last time we did pass this motion.
It was this one, right?
Oh, the ordinance. That's the ordinance. What it was. That's the ordinance.
That's the ordinance.
It was there.
It was section 3.
Yeah, the
and
ordinance.
It mentions gender identity.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, and disability.
Yeah, it was right there.
Yeah,
so
but it didn't get transferred on to what was
right,
on the
website.
Right,
that's what I was
because
saying.
Because I thought she
right. Right.
Yeah, I thought I saw you.
This has sexual orientation, gender identity, disability.
So put that whole paragraph on here.
You should see the emails.
Yeah.
I can't see them. People send me emails, and I just don't want
so
to
just transfer that and put it
on
here.
I don't want to see what number. I should have that in my book. What ordinance number is that?
On the
bill
right.
Number
six.
Right. Ordinance number 6924.
6924. Okay, I see what you're saying. 6924.
So do we need another?
It's right here. I got it.
Yeah, do we need another motion to just say we just want to take that paragraph and transfer onto the other?
This whole section 3, you want to just replace the whole thing, or
let's see how it reads.
It says how it should act.
To act in an advisory capacity to help preserve. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much
the
time
it's
possible for each
same.
Citizen,
says,
regardless of da 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 da.
Yeah.
Except this is more. This one also has
right.
Medical affiliation.
That right.
So we should
right.
just put that there. Put that in there.
So just,
that's our function.
Okay.
So why do we need to make edits?
So this is what I actually should put
that in there. Yeah.
Is this on the website?
This is up under Laserfish. I don't know if you all have that, because I pull all this off the Laserfish. But if you want a copy, you can have mine. I can print another one. Because it's 6924. You can just have mine.
Thank you.
And I'll just print another one.
So can somebody make a motion?
Well, I think she made it that we should have put it on last time.
Well, but this one we're saying we're going to take that whole paragraph straight from the ordinance and put it onto the
6924.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So somebody make that
motion. I'll make that motion.
Somebody want to second that?
That. I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then the only other thing from unfinished business from last time, I realize this as I read the minutes, when Ms. Mills came and talked about the racial profiling complaint that she had, and Mr. Walker said he would get back with her.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do we check then with Ms. Mills to see if he got back to her? Is it our responsibility? I guess I'm trying to decide because she came to us.
Yeah. I would check with him, I think. Yeah. That's what I was rather than her.
Than her. Okay.
I would check with him to see if he got back to her. And then he can tell us what the disposition of it is.
Okay. So does somebody want to volunteer to do that, to check with him? We're all sending him names. I'm supposed to get back to him about Eckert Park. Well, I could do that at the same... I mean, I could just put point number one, point number two on the email that I sent to him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So in our unfinished business, we had 7 items?
Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah, we added those.
Mm-hmm.
They came out of
one of
the,
them
out of the minutes.
Resolved.
Yeah, right. Pardon me?
And one has been resolved.
Yes.
The words on the website?
Yes, yes.
So it means they're still pending.
Okay, then new business.
On Kirkley, that's
is the grant about fair housing. That's the letter that you got. We did get, remember we
got money, didn't we?
Yep. Well, we haven't gotten money. We got notice that we're going to get the money.
Right. We got to come up with something to do with it, right?
Right. So that's the question for us.
This one right here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, it says in here, as soon as we have heard more from HUD, I or another member of our grant team will be in contact with you to share more information on how the funding process will work.
Mm-hmm.
in the meantime, da 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 da. So we haven't gotten that. At least I haven't. Have you gotten any?
I only got what she gave
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I.
She
yeah.
just didn't know how much we got.
Yeah, $1,000.
But we do know that.
We got $1,000. And then the original letter said that the whole idea is fair housing activities and has to do with the underserved population in University City. That's the focus. So whatever we do has to have something to do about that. So then I suppose our discussion now is what do we want to start thinking about doing?
I'd like some ideas. I'd like to know what have other communities done in this regard. Surely there's other, you know, rather than me trying to come up with it like cold.
So you're saying we need to do some research?
Find
out what other communities have done,
have past awardees or for this grant, what have they done? What kind of, give me some ideas of what the possibilities are. I don't know how much $1,000 buys. I don't know what, you know, I don't know.
I'm supposed to go to a meeting next week, one of those regional meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if other, see, I don't, but Elisa Warren is going to be there, though.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she,
yeah,
maybe I can find that out.
Yeah, just get some ideas about what kind of things get done. What are the fair housing
issues?
Ideas. For.
But and should we? The other, I was thinking
community
about
community activities.
Yeah, research too. And I was thinking about should we be asking people in U City if they see if there are issues that have to do with housing.
Who would know that? If somebody has an issue with housing in U City, where would they go?
Public here on the fourth floor.
There's a department.
Yeah.
What is
community
there? Housing?
Development. I mean, I'm sure they
housing
can
and development.
We have community development on the fourth floor, and they have housing, so I can just ask.
Does that deal with fair housing issues?
I can ask them to give me a point of contact. Andrea Rigonti, I can ask her to give me a point of contact.
Okay.
She's a director up there.
So you'll check about the housing office here in City Hall.
Mm-hmm. See if they can give me a point of contact.
Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to talk to the mayor and just see if she has heard anything or if she has any ideas about it.
There's so many things that goes on and people just don't know. Last week I went to, right down the street at DePere City Hall, which was around the corner from my mother's home, because she qualified for some free money to get her house fixed just because she was a resident of right down the street.
Wow.
And then I went to their City Hall little building and she qualified. And so now volunteers, when you see it on TV, are going to help build your home. They're going to do.
Oh, wow.
You'd be surprised at what's around here once you start getting involved with this stuff. If you don't know, we just don't know, but that's what we're doing. The commission is doing this.
We've had Habitat for Humanity in your city, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Habitat has built several homes.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when I went there, he said he had worked with Andrew Rigonti, the president down there, said he had worked with U-City trying to develop some things here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great rapport.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's just a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It takes people like the board to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I learn stuff every day. I'm like, wow, free money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it oftentimes goes unused.
Mm-hmm. Like
they're
trying to rebuild 100 houses, and they only have 20. They're just trying to fix your house.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But because the residents don't want to, they're afraid because they think it's not real.
Right.
So now my mother's house is waiting because she has to get 5 more people on the block before they can fix hers. Because and they're going to do it for free.
And
but people
have
are optimistic.
And
they're real people.
Talk to the people.
Mm-hmm. So.
Because people will say that sounds too good to be true.
And they have little papers.
What's the catch?
Just like how we have, like our roars, U City roars. they had their own little prepared newspaper, and it was right there in it. Yeah. And you just don't read the stuff. And I read, I'm like, wow, there it was. I mean, you see those papers in front of your house, thrown on your lawn. Mm-hmm. You don't read it. My mother gets it all the time. She never even opened it.
Yeah.
So the stuff is there.
Now, I just, there's a group in Webster Groves called Clergy Alive for Racial Equality, or Clergy Alliance for Racial Equality, something like that. And they had a meeting this past week, and the young man who's an intern in my office went. And he said that one of the things they were talking about their meeting was...
I got a little flashlight that they gave out. Almost forgot about that.
All right.
That was a little bit of delay.
Yeah, it was a delay. The pen's not worth a dollar.
I'm wondering, how does that flashlight tie in with this?
It does.
But I thought you'd like that.
A little bit delay. That's all that was.
Thank you,
Jack.
Thank you. That's great. I thought you'd like that.
I'm caught up now. All right. Well, you said, you know, Rock Hill.
I thought you'd like that.
Rock Hill, which is connected to Webster, I mean, you know, right next to Webster Grove. Apparently in Rock Hill, they're dealing with some developers that are buying up homes that are smaller homes where mostly African Americans live, and then trying to buy the home next to it and the home next to it, gutting those homes, leveling those homes, and building huge little mansions or whatever they call them.
Where is this happening?
This is in Rock Hill,
according to this
meeting. And I thought,
that would be pricing the black people out.
Right, right. That, I mean, that's what they were talking about. That's why
pretty
they were talking about it.
Whole
kind of like, so that, I don't know if any of that kind of stuff goes on in New City.
I don't know.
But so if we just talk, maybe we could also talk to the people who appointed us to this council people. We went to talk to them to see if they know anything. Yeah. So we're just going to try to gather information before we decide before we even think about what we might do. Okay. That's a good start. So if anybody says, what are you doing on this? Well,
we're gathering information.
Then the last thing is the clarification about terms and the replacement for Dave. Apparently, all of our terms. Apparently, it's a little complicated. I've talked to Joyce a couple of times. The ordinance was passed in October. So everybody's term expires in October, no matter when you came on.
Oh, really?
It expires. That's what confused me, because when Dave said my term's up, I said, how could it be up? We didn't start meeting until the spring. I know we didn't start meeting until April, so how could your term be up in October?
Right,
that doesn't make any sense. And so that's what she said. It's the ordinance. That's what you have to go by. So that's why in that last column, it's got everybody except for Dave. They have down in November. I don't know why. But anyway... So we all expire in October, whether we started in February or March or April.
But different years.
But different years. So right now, Matt expires.
And that's appropriate. I mean, there's how many of us? There's seven of us?
Yeah, we're trying to rotate it.
And that's the way
so
it should be.
The way it should be.
So we've got two going off in this year, and three going off next year, and two going off in 15.
Right.
And that's correct.
But then the question is Angeline. Her fill-in thing ended, but you've been reappointed.
Right, so she just hasn't given me a date. Don't I have to?
So it's probably 16.
So what happens when you're reappointed? Do you have to go through that thing again?
No, just a reappointment.
Yeah.
They just ask, you want to be... So you're probably 10-16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever replaces Dave will be 16 too.
16 also, yeah. So now what, in terms of Dave's replacement, you know, it took so long.
So Dave was appointed by
Steve Kraft. So here's my question. Who talks to Steve Kraft?
So I don't know that it works that way, right? It's like whoever's next.
Who's next in order?
Whoever's next in order. It doesn't... I don't know
next,
that it works.
Next?
Which like, board member or council
like,
member?
You came on as a replacement for Marva Miller, who was appointed originally by Byron Price, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who Paulette was up for the next appointment. So Paulette is who
Does
reappointed
it go back to Mr.
her.
Crown?
No, but she
Does
talked
it go
about
back?
Paul. I remember Paulette talked to Byron Price before you came. Oh. I mean, I think she was the one that talked to Byron, and maybe she's the one that tells us. I don't know. See, that's but it had to come from because I remember several meetings saying to her, "Have you heard back from Byron yet?" No, I haven't heard back from him yet. So there was some conversation with him because he had to approve or to name or approve you. Initially, to take Martin Hour, I don't know whether she consulted him again. I'm assuming she did. I don't know.
Because this is all I had on her, like he signed off on whatever this appointment letter was. I try to get whatever I see with my name.
Did he sign? Yeah, he signed off on it. Yeah. So I thought it was the person that from the. It had to be your district.
Or does it go back to Mr. Crabb?
So,
does it?
I guess so. Because it's not written in here, but Paulette did me.
Right. Because you're in her district.
Mm-hmm. And so Mike Glicker did you. Do you know
I may not
Byron did you. Arthur should have done you then.
Done me?
Yeah.
Well, I do know that... Byron talked to Mr. Sharp.
They worked together.
Maybe they just worked together on it.
I do know that he talked to him.
They worked together as a team.
So the question is, where do we go from here on that? So we don't have to wait for months to get a replacement.
That's a good question, Kathy. And I don't know how to answer it.
I'm assuming it's
coming up blank.
I'm sure Miss Carr, when she
Ms.
comes
Carr.
Back, she can.
So she's not here tonight?
No, she's excused.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure she has the answers for that.
Mm-hmm. So
I can be emailing her.
Email her and just say that
what are our next steps? What do we do?
I can do that. Yeah, because we want to do it as soon as possible. And then I had a question related to that. It occurred to me after our last meeting that Charlene Marks was I thought she was very I don't want to say eloquent, but I thought she very well stated in terms of her concerns about people with disabilities. And,
oh, at our last meeting?
Yeah,
at our
last meeting.
I thought she was too.
And I found myself thinking, she'd be good on the
mm-hmm.
on the commission. We don't have anybody that represents them.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know where she lives.
Right.
But can we, that? But my then I thought, well, can we make any recommendations ever to the city council about
why
anybody?
I don't. Why not? Why? Absolutely. I don't see why not.
Put it in the minutes? Can we ask?
Yeah.
Did she give us her address?
I think she did
think
when
she
started
stated,
when she first started talking.
Right.
So it should be
right.
On the audio.
Yeah. It should be on the audio. I didn't listen that far when I listened for my how I needed to change the proposal. I was like I was done after
information I need.
I was done.
Kind of when you try to listen to that audio, it's like
that's right, exactly.
I've done that.
I'll lose my mind.
No, I'm not going to do
one more time. Right.
But it shouldn't be hard to look her up to find her.
I'm pretty sure she stated her address.
I think she did. If I remember, I don't remember what it was.
I don't know either.
I'll listen to it. Because it's on LaserFish right here.
And saying then could Well, then my question is, would we want to recommend her, if we can, if it's possible?
Does she live in the first ward?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or does she have to live in the first ward?
Well, she'd have to live in the first ward to replace David. It's a first ward appointment. Apparently, the appointment, the thing over here is 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3A, 3A.
Oh, I see.
Those are the wards.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that way, we are a diverse commission.
Yeah.
Representatives.
Right. Wards.
Okay.
It's coming.
That's right. We are representing.
I would like to know what happened to all of the men.
You have to call Matt and find out why he doesn't come to face stop coming.
Well, I'm asking the ladies.
How would we know? We're here.
We ran them away.
We're here.
Well, y'all kind of know everything else. Ladies do.
Well, what's wrong with you? How come you don't? How come you haven't stopped coming?
Don't stop coming.
Why haven't we run you away?
Y'all working on me.
But you're strong.
Not
you're strong.
No,
see, you're
not,
stronger than
no,
that.
You say, I will not see you. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not. I'm just like everybody else.
Here.
That's all.
Sorry,
okay, one, two, three, four, five. I better keep my mouth shut. I better.
Jackie, comments are welcome.
We can dig up another male.
That's right.
And she comes up to City Hall all the time, so I can ask her.
But that, it does beg one more question. What about Matt?
What's the rule? What's the rule about absences?
Three.
Yeah, there is a rule about that. It's three. Mm-hmm. But it's three unexcused, I think.
No. Oh, is tonight excused? I mean, did he let anybody know anything?
No. But he's been absent a lot.
Yes. And I don't, I hesitate to put this on the recording. But, when Paula asked me about this, I was like, okay, what's my calendar look like? Am I available on those days?
Yeah.
If I was, if I travel for my job or something like that, and I'm like, I'm probably not going to be able to make most of those meetings, I'd say, no, I can't do it.
Yeah. Right.
Rather than say yes and then come three times out of the year, I like Matt, but it's difficult.
Yeah, because it puts us one down, right?
Sure, it does.
Yeah.
Every time
it
puts us one down, and one down for voting, one down for ideas, one down for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains what happened to the men.
Right.
There's your answer, Jackie. I'm sorry. There's your answer.
I
James, I wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening.
He can listen to the report. That's
well,
right.
Sometimes I need to just listen.
Sometimes.
But I'm not the same all the time. I'm not.
No, you're not.
What? You ladies are pretty much. Pretty much the same all the time.
I try to be steady, Jackie. I try to be.
We work at that.
I try to be.
Well, should somebody call? Here's my question. I don't have too much luck trying to get in touch with Matt.
Why would we need to do that?
So I want that. So I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. What?
Here's your attendance and you sign those. That's on the bylaws of the human relations.
Any member who has failed to attend three consecutive meetings or has failed to attend two meetings without being excused in a calendar year will be asked to resign.
Well,
so. If he's not here next month, that's three consecutive meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not here next month without being excused, that's two meetings without an excuse. So then he would be asked to resign.
Okay.
All right. So next month is.
I don't. I thought he wasn't here in October.
He was not here in October, but he did tell us he wasn't coming in October.
So members excused.
Yeah.
And he told us last month.
So our minutes always reflect minutes, members excused and members unexcused.
And it shows him being excused.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we have members unexcused if they don't come. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal.
Okay. So we can hold that.
So the minutes for tonight should have members unexcused, Matt Nosco.
Right.
Okay.
Because he didn't tell any of
them. He didn't tell nobody.
Okay. Do you all get laserfish? You can't get laserfish, can you?
I don't know.
Because I go straight to board, like whenever we have a meeting, how when you see us upload these minutes, like human relations minutes, I will go here. There's our agenda, audio, and the minutes.
Oh, yeah, I found that.
Yeah. I found that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I found that too. Yeah.
Like when I wanted to see that.
That's how I was able to listen to the audio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go to 2013, then I'll go to.
Is that laserfish?
Yeah, this is October 17th, and I can get her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took me a while.
And that's why we have to always
find it.
Upload
it.
Where is it? Where is it?
But I can copy and paste you a link because I did it for Miss Carr.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's a link that I have on my thing. You just click it. You're going to go straight to this.
Oh.
Because she didn't want to go through all the different things. Yeah. So this would be the audio. Then I'll hear that young lady's name and I can get it. Because I think she did say where she would. Because what I did. Yeah, because I give this to Danelle and she uploads all the time. And then I read it.
I think that's how
when I'm preparing. That's why I do it here.
Any public that's here.
You're supposed to.
Like the city council give your name and address.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She did.
So if you can let me know too, because I'm supposed to talk to her before I email Mr. Walker about it.
Yeah, Matt has almost another year.
Yeah. He may have missed.
Now this is minute. He was.
You all got this the is, minutes.
See, this is you.
Is all
the
what?
Through the email, and then Elaine has extra copies here.
Okay. Oh, you can hear it. Well, you know this thing is.
This is that he was reappointed September of 2012. Which would mean he would be on until 15, right?
Yep. Is that 40?
It's a 3-year term. So if he got reappointed instead.
It should be. Well, that's true, but I don't think that was right.
Okay, but you see this bylaws here that talks about your membership. It says, to account for the fact that the commission is new, reestablished in 2011, the first appointments made by the council will be 3 to serve for a period of 1 year, 2 to serve for a period of 2 years, and 2 to serve a period of 1 year. This is your bylaws. And Kathy, you signed these.
Yeah, but what she's saying is that Matt's term should be
1, 2, and 1. She says 1 year, and then 2 years, and then 1 year.
Well, that don't make no sense.
Isn't that what it says?
That's what it says right here.
Yeah.
1, 2,
read the membership portion right here, that membership thing. I try to keep everything in this book so when you all have questions,
I'm so glad you did that, too.
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Mm-hmm. See, we all got. The other thing that's
the
a little.
First appointments made by the council will be 3 to serve for a period of 1 year, 2 to serve for a period of 2 years, and 2 to serve for a period of 1 year.
Well,
if that's true, that would be 5 people serving for 1 year, isn't that right? 3 to serve for a period of 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And then
2. And then 2 to serve for a period of two years, and then 2 to serve for a period of 1 year. So that's 5 people serving for 1 year.
I think that's a
shouldn't
misprint.
That be 3?
3, yeah, it should be 3 years.
It should be 1 year, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years.
So you're saying that has to be changed?
Yeah.
So you need to mark that so I can get that changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what the intent was. It's just like
yes, I mean, that's right.
Off.
1, 2, and 3.
Say...
Does everyone have the bylaws?
So this one's a 7 members, 3-year term.
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, except when we first started, we staggered them.
Right.
So,
and that's
so
how that
everybody,
that's
everybody,
how that would be.
Everybody
would
have 1 year is for a 3-year
term.
Right. And you can be reappointed one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first 3 that are appointed for 1 year can be reappointed for 3 years.
Yeah.
interesting. And then the next two appointed for 2 years can be reappointed for 3 years. And then we get into that three-year term.
Okay.
The initial has to start out that way for those purposes, which I didn't realize that it was established or reestablished in 11. So that accounts for some of this.
Yeah, but it's still not. There's something still screwy about the dates.
Was Joyce able to explain that to you, though, when I sent her that email, when I copied you on it?
Yeah. Because it's like Matt Noskow, if he was reappointed in 2012, then his term should expire in 2015, because it's a three-year. When you get reappointed, it's for a three-year term.
14 on here. You could say 15.
And the same is true for me.
Yes.
Both of us.
When I talk to Joyce, I'll have us on speakerphone so we can,
that's
yes,
right.
We can understand.
Okay.
It.
Kathy,
I think she'd be on to 15, too.
And then Meg is 15, and Jackie, you got reappointed in 2000. Yours says 15.
How come his is right? Me is the same reappointment date.
That's, I know. Exactly. That looks like people are not paying close enough attention.
Right, yeah.
And four people coming off in 15 doesn't make any sense now, does it?
Something's wrong with that, too.
Yep.
How that?
Well, it sounds like maybe somebody hasn't stayed on top of when somebody doesn't finish their term or something like that, when somebody gets put in to replace someone.
Excuse me.
You should replace until the end of that term and then be reappointed for your own term, you know?
Mm-hmm. That could be.
But I'm not going to do the work on that.
No. I'll get with Joyce in, because she has everything. She has all the memos,
right. It's our time.
Everything.
Yeah. We've had a lovely night.
We don't have any more comments. We've had a lot of comments so far.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of comments.
And no public.
And no public. To
whether or not they have any questions.
That's
so.
Right. And we have no council liaison.
That's right. No council liaison report. I don't have any more questions. Anybody else have more questions?
No more questions.
No more questions.
Right. So we must adjourn.
I think so.
I move that we adjourn.
I say, right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. See how smoothly the meeting.